God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 9, Day 6. Today is a chance to do things a bit differently. Instead of just reading through the scripture and asking the Holy Spirit to speak to us, we are also going to imagine ourselves as part of the story. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. In a moment, we are going to hear the verses we've been reflecting on this week, plus a couple more. As you listen, imagine you are one of the disciples with Jesus, sharing a meal on the Mount of Olives when these events happened. Imagine the surroundings. Feel the breeze and the sun on your face. What are you feeling as you listen?
Acts chapter 1, verses 3 to 11. After his suffering, Jesus presented himself to the apostles and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven."
Now imagine the conversations after Jesus had ascended to heaven and the angels had spoken. What would you be talking about? What questions would you have? What would be going through your mind? And what emotions would you have? Write them down and share your thoughts with someone this week. As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you, and Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.